5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Human beings were not meant to sit in little cubicles staring at computer screens all day.
I feel so cooped up in this place.
Okay, but remember, serpentine!
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 Could you repeat that last part?
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And we begin this segment with a message from Harrison Ford about the new Indiana Jones movie.
Hello, this is Harrison Ford, and the internet reports are all true. I am going to be starring in the next Indiana Jones movie. Yeah, it's going to be friggin' great. I can't give away too much of the script, but there's going to be a huge scene where a portal to hell opens up in Washington, D.C., and Hitler and his Nazi zombie army is trying to take over the White House, and, wait a minute, that's not in the script. I got a Trump rally on here in the background on CNN. That's probably not going to happen, right? This movie's coming out in 2019, and it could be 2 years into a Trump presidency, and, oh my God, I'm totally freaking myself out right now, man. That's the last time I let Spielberg buy the weed.
Oh, not really Harrison Ford, but, you know, well, so the reputation goes, might be. By the way, so Ford is 73. He'll be 77 when this comes out. And him and Spielberg are going to do the fifth Indiana Jones movie. So it will be out July of 2019. No word on the title yet. But it sounds like they're going with the Force Awakens formula by adding a young character who could potentially take over the franchise. Come on. I mean, yeah, that's what the Force Awakens was all about. They tried that by adding Shia LaBeouf in the last Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Crystal Skull back in 2008. But I think we can assume that won't be back because I don't think that one worked out too well, did it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No. But you know what I was going to say? I hope they don't kill Harrison Ford off in this one. That would be terrible.
Well, this will probably shock some people. As far as everybody knows, George Lucas will not be involved making this the first Indiana Jones project that he doesn't have a hand in.
Oh, it's a Disney property now.
Well, yeah, yeah. So Disney is narrowing down a list of names who's going to play the, just side note, the young Han Solo in the standalone Star Wars movie. And Harrison Ford did not endorse Donald Trump. Obviously not.
One of the very few celebrities who haven't so far.
Oh, my God. All right. We were going to talk about, a couple things going on in the city. Yeah, you have from the newsroom.
And I actually covered this story in the KGO newsroom about a month ago. Maybe it was a little longer than that. There were these two fugitives who had escaped from prison, and they were making their way all around California. The night before they were arrested, they were seen at a hotel down in San Jose.
Right.
And so they made their way up to Golden Gate Park, where apparently there was a homeless guy who saw them, and he must have been some kind of news junkie or something because he knew what they looked like from sight, and he saw these guys and sent the cops after them. The cops went after them, ended up apprehending them, and now this homeless gentleman is going to collect the $100,000 reward. For the capture of those two fugitives.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, right on. Good stuff happening in the Bay and San Francisco. And by the way, speaking of things that are going on, there's Game of Thrones. The fifth season is about to happen.
Wait.
Yeah, so they're having this on Pier 39. Is this tomorrow? 8 a.m. it starts. They're having like this dragon flight stunt thing. I guess the fifth season of the DVDs is dropping.
Really?
I don't follow this.
So you can go check it out?
Yeah. So they're going to have this dragon thing going on at Pier 39. So if you're, you know, Game of Thrones person.
Oh, I kind of want to go.
Go down there and rock that. Ian McShane recently joined Game of Thrones and seems to drop the spoiler while describing his role, but he said he doesn't care because everybody takes it way too seriously. I don't know what's going on here, but he says, you know, you say the slightest thing and the internet goes ape. I was accused of giving the plot away, but I think getting an effing life. This is what he said. People need to get an effing life because it's only boobs and dragons.
You know what's interesting with Game of Thrones? This is going to be the first television season that HBO has that is beyond the books. So the author who's writing the books hasn't caught up. They've gotten to the end of what he's written so far. And so the TV show might depart from the author's final vision. And people are kind of freaking out about that a little bit.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Because now they have to do reading, too, to see how
okay.
it ends.
Right, because he's changing it up, right?
But I can imagine most of the Game of Thrones fans that I know are not averse to reading it anyway. So it can't be that. But
Well, Ian McShane said he wasn't sure about committing to the show, but then said it was only for one episode. He said, quote, "So I said, well, so that means I must die at the end. Great, I'm in." So, of course, that doesn't actually mean that he does. I don't know, but...
You know, most people aren't excited about having their characters die off on a hit show.
No, so apparently he's not. And by the way, now's the time we can play the Coldplay. We'll do the Coldplay story.
Well, and the good news is that McShane guy won't be giving away any more spoilers.
Does it matter? I don't know if it matters or not. I love this. This is a weird story about Coldplay. Coldplay has sold 500,000 copies of their latest album, A Head Full of Dreams. So they did this poll. They asked 1,000 people if they would rather buy Coldplay's new album or literally take $15 and burn it. 25% of the people said they'd rather torch the bills. And 50% of the people said they would rather have a constant mild cold than speak only in Coldplay lyrics.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's the whole point of Coldplay, right?
That's your Super Bowl headliner halftime show. Yeah. Yikes.
It's actually surprising that that one isn't higher. Is there anyone who wouldn't rather have a mild cold than speak only in anyone's lyrics?
Yeah, okay. That's a little bizarre. That's a bizarre question to throw out there.
Aside from those who voluntarily speak only in lyrics on social media. All right. Angsty teenagers and maladjusted 40-year-olds, I suppose. Let's see here. What else? Oh, I wanted to talk about, because I have the audio, this AC/DC thing. I don't know what's going on. So AC/DC recently postponed their tour because Brian's doctor said that if he didn't stop touring immediately, he'd go completely deaf. Well, that's a big problem. I mean, they're a heavy metal band, and you can just imagine. But supposedly, Brian wanted to work something out with the band and got a second opinion from another doctor. Except the band postponed the tour without talking to him, and they've already hired his replacement. Now, speaking of the internet, they latched onto Jim's story. This would be comedian Jim Brewer, who is friends with AC/DC singer Brian Johnson. And he said Brian is depressed because the band kicked him to the curb and hired a replacement. Well, I can imagine. But then he tried to backtrack all of this. So here's what he originally said.
I've never seen him down before. I walked in and I said, hey, man, how you doing? He's like, not good, my son. It's not a good situation. But he wasn't upset about his health. He was upset that he feels like he just kind of got kicked to the curb. He called and let them know, like, hey, this is what the doctor said. I don't think it's as bad as he says it is. And literally, like, the next day in the press, it was Brian Johnson tour canceled. And then all his luggage that he ever toured with showed up in his driveway. There's been no calls, no how's your hearing, how's your health, what's going on. Boom, here's your nice to know you. And he goes, and from what he understands, he heard from someone, they already hired somebody. It just hasn't been announced yet.
Okay, so then, you know, bat poop crazy goes the internet, and Jim Brewer had to...
It sounds like a really bad divorce, doesn't it?
Walk
they
it
just
back.
Gave him all his crap in a box. Like, what's going on there?
It's the highway to hell. Oh. All right. We'll play the retraction after we do the break on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Coming up as we continue, we're going to talk about pet bereavement and some other crazy stuff that's going on. A lot of show business nonsense in the news. Of course there is. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Some more TV news here. I saw that Hillary Clinton is going to appear in this week's episode of the Comedy Central show Broad City. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders will actually be appraised on Antiques Roadshow, which is a...
Somebody dust me off!
A lot of people voted today in primaries across five different states. Some people are even calling it Super Tuesday 3. Although Marco Rubio is just calling it Mission Impossible 3. And did you see this? A new poll found that the majority of millennials would vote Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Then millennials found out that you can't vote by texting and said, oh, never mind.
It's too hard for me, man. I'm voting for Philip Phillips. Vote for me, just text Damn Daniel 2389.
Damn Daniel.
Thank you. Oh, I heard that a Donald Trump rally was delayed for nearly 2 hours yesterday due to fog. That's right. At one point, the fog was so thick, Trump supporters couldn't even see who they were punching. It was just, it was that thick.
Oh, my God. And then today... Then today, what did he say? Well, you know, there could be riots in the streets if I'm not given the nomination in Cleveland. Really? Did you need to say that? I'm pretty sure there will be.
Well, there's definitely going to... It's definitely going to happen now if there's any question. Or, you know, I really think that he's not apart from breaking off and doing his own thing if the Republicans end up rejecting him long-term at the convention.
It's going to be difficult.
It's a weird process this year.
No, it really is. And they can rewrite the rules anytime they want. It's their convention. I mean, it's not regulated by law. It's not like they can take it to court.
You know what it reminds me of is like playing with my little brother when I was a kid.
Right.
And yeah, like rewriting the rules. No.
Right.
No, you didn't do that. No, it's this way.
Cheating on Monopoly. Oh, by the way, the key is to winning Monopoly is to stay away from the hotels. I did this story last week. Buy all the houses. Build all the monopolies with houses. Avoid the hotels.
Why?
Because there's only 32 houses to be had.
All right.
Yeah. So if you build monopolies and you get four houses on each one of your, you know, your little segments on the board there, you know,
so you're
nobody
blocking
else can buy-
other people from getting
yes,
houses.
Yes, you are.
You know, we used to make little houses. So there were more houses, so you'd never run
uh-huh,
out.
Aha, that's cheating. See, no wonder exactly what you were talking about.
Everybody has this their house rules.
Right, exactly.
What piece did you pick to play Monopoly?
The horse.
Okay. I was always the car. I like the car.
That's funny. It's so weird that you're talking about this because we all had our particular thing that we had to have. Yeah, like mom had to have the thimble.
Oh, yeah, and heaven forbid you bring somebody from outside your group in to play and they have the same thing as you. It's like, you know, rock, paper, scissors or World War III.
Exactly. I think we were at World War III with my father. All I can remember about that is I would end up in tears, so we stopped playing.
Oh.
And not much has changed decades later. How about this? Companies are starting to offer pet bereavement days. We all love our pets very seriously, honestly, yes. But is paid days off serious? Apparently, there are some companies that are starting to offer people pet bereavement days, you know, to take care of, well, their pet situation, especially if their pets pass. And yet we still have to work on St. Paddy's Day. But that's the way it is. But believe it or not, there are three national companies that offer pet bereavement. Software company called VMware. I'm not sure if they're here in the Bay or not. Healthcare company called Maxwell Health. Kimpton Hotels and Restaurants. And I'll give a few days off to deal with your emotions after your dog or cat passes away. And maybe it's necessary because the survey found 30% of the people who lost pets say they couldn't function right at work afterward anyway. Yes, I would believe that. But, I mean, you just take sick days, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have to...
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. I had a friend whose dog just passed away this week, as a matter of fact, and it was really tough for her. She had to go back to work that day. And, you know, she's the type of person that picks up odd jobs and has a bunch of different part-time jobs, and it was really hard for her to go back to work. But I suppose she could have used her sick days if she had to. But it's like, well, you know, you put down the dog in the morning, and then by the afternoon you have to be to work, and then you have to be on.
Well, you know, if you're going to use your sick days, you shouldn't have to call in and say, I'm not feeling well, you know, do that sick talk thing.
Yeah.
Just be honest. Like, you know,
Ferris Bueller stuff going on.
Right.
The
dog, yeah, my dog died. I'm not coming in. Okay, cool. All right, bye. Thank you. I mean, that's the way I think it should be.
But yeah, it should be appropriate.
Yes, I think it's appropriate for sure. The worst things that you can lie about. Well, a new survey had people rank how bad it is to tell a bunch of different lies. And this really isn't a surprise, but the four worst things to lie about all have to do with sex. Yes, they do. The worst lie is I'm on birth control. Well, yeah. Because, damn it, sex is not about procreation, no matter what 200 million years of human history might tell us. Now, come on. Yeah, well, you know, if you fall for that, it's kind of your own fault, right? Let me see. On the other end of the scale, the most harmless lie is your baby is cute.
Nobody says your baby looks like an alien.
Right. Yeah, you got to lie about that. The rest of the five least severe lies are, I'm really bad with names. Well, that's true. I mean, I am. I love this present. We all have been caught doing that. Your cooking is great. And I have a headache.
Those are pretty pedestrian. Yeah. They come up all the time.
The survey also found single people tell the most lies in average on the average day. Oh, and 4% admitted to lying on the survey, so for whatever that's worth.
Got to watch out for those single people. They're lying to you.
Right, exactly.
No wonder why they're single.
Damn. Let's take a look back in history here. So 53 years ago today in 1963, on March 16th, Peter, Paul, and Mary released the single Puff the Magic Dragon, and it was banned by radio stations all over the country who suspected that that song was about smoking grass, even though it's not. Are you a pothead fucker? Just saying. 45 years ago in 1971 at the 13th Annual Grammy Awards, Simon and Garfunkel kicked all manner of ass with Bridge Over Troubled Water, snagging Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. 29 years ago, 1987, gay tragedy struck when Frankie Goes to Hollywood broke up. Yes, that was damn near the end of the world, wasn't it? 25 years ago in 1991, Eddie Van Halen's delectably chubby wife, Valerie Bertinelli at the time, birthed a baby boy in L.A. They named him Wolfgang after the composer, yes, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Now he's a bass player in Van Halen, squeezing Michael Anthony out and thus making it less likely we'll ever see a true Van Halen reunion, right? But don't blame poor Wolfie. He's just doing whatever daddy tells him to do. But as for Valerie, she's sexy. She's no longer chubby. And she's no longer Eddie's wife either.
Is she single?
Yeah. I mean, she's just not with him. I don't know about that.
Well, if she's single, she might be lying to you.
Hey, here's something. How about this? 21 years ago today, in 1995, racist Mississippi this is amazing. 21 years ago in 1995, racist Mississippi formally abolished slavery. Yes, in 1995, by finally ratifying the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment went into effect way back in 1865. But now this is a constitutional thing. Only 3/4 of the states are needed to ratify an amendment before it becomes part of the Constitution. And that's how racist Mississippi got away with blowing off slavery, that issue, for 130 years.
Wow.
Until 1995. And they're the ones that just took down the Confederate flag, right? Was it Mississippi? It's one of those states.
Yeah, I believe so. The Mississippi flag had a Confederate flag as part,
of it. Might have been North Carolina or South Carolina.
South Carolina pulled down the flag from their capital.
Right.
I believe Mississippi's flag still has a piece of the Confederate flag still on it.
All right. And then I have a story about Robert Blake coming up here next. And more as we continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO8. Listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay, around the world in KGO.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it New York, New York.
That's Frank Sinatra Jr., who passed away today, this afternoon. He died in a Daytona Beach hospital of a massive heart attack, just like his father. Sinatra Jr. was in town to do a concert at the Peabody Auditorium tonight, but died suddenly this afternoon, according to his rep. We're told Sinatra canceled tonight's show after he felt lightheaded. And according to TMZ, he was admitted to Halifax Medical Center. But according to his rep, he said he was feeling better, but he suffered the heart attack while he was still in the hospital. And I don't remember. Well, you know, I was just being born, but he was famously kidnapped back in the day in the early 60s when he was 19 and was held for ransom for $240,000. I never knew that. He was eventually found safe and sound walking the streets of Bel Air. Reports dogged him for the rest of his life that the kidnapping was a hoax, but the FBI says it was real, and the kidnappers were convicted. Didn't know that. Sinatra Sr. died in 1998, also of a massive heart attack. Frank Jr. was 72. Well, okay.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and sudden. And then, you know, you got to think, well, and it was just like Dad. It's a reminder to everybody. Be here now. All right. Brian Pelletier from the KGO Newsroom. I hate the city's new BS thing about let's start plugging the meters after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, as a driver, I don't like
BS
it.
I call BS on that.
As a driver, I don't like it for sure.
No.
I mean, on some level, they just must be trying to get some extra revenue.
Of course that's what they want. But please, you know what? It's such a mess to park in downtown San Francisco to begin with. And I know, we're just going to figure out certain sections of the city. Now I don't, pants on fire on that.
Well, and then how do you make it really clear to the people who are parking where those sections of the city are?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable to me. No, no, and no. You said they tried this before. They tried it on the Sunday thing.
I believe they tried on Sundays to enforce parking restrictions and meters, and it just didn't work.
Ugh.
I can't imagine doing overnights would work either. And
no.
I can't imagine too many meter people that would want to go out in the middle of the night to do their jobs.
That and I think it's harassment to the residents, the people who park, who have to work downtown at night. I mean, I'm not one of them, but we have our own parking garage. But
can you imagine
having to
park further away from your work to walk at night to work?
No, I can't. And I think it's a really, really, really bad idea.
Yeah, less safe and all of that.
All right. Colbert on the finale of The Bachelor.
The Bachelor finale was 3 hours long. 3 hours. At this point, The Bachelor is 85% of what's on ABC, which now stands for A Bachelor Channel. Let me catch you all up. Okay, on a previous episode, Bachelor Ben made Bachelor history by telling two women that he was bachelor in love with them. Lauren B. and JoJo. And I can see why. They're both attractive, intelligent, and if you combine them, nearly the weight of one adult woman.
And I love it. You know what? It was like the 48-hour spoiler alert here. Because I have to tell you, yes, I've talked to people that work here, and this is going on in my life with the other half. How much do you want to bet that half the women didn't even know how the whole thing ended because they were hammered, especially when it got to the after the rose ceremony? I mean, come on, ladies, fess up. It was a two-bottle night.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, it was a two-bottle-of-wine night. For sure, I'm getting thumbs up on this. Yes. So how crazy is this? The finale of The Bachelor went down 2 nights ago, came down to JoJo and Lauren, and the final rose went to...
Coming into this whole thing, I didn't know that love like this existed. I thought it was a nice idea, and I thought that it sounded nice when people talked about it, but I didn't really understand what it meant, and standing here now, I get it.
Lauren, I never want to say goodbye to you. I want to go to bed at night, know
with
that
you.
In the morning I'm going to wake up to the most beautiful woman I've ever laid eyes on. My desire from here on out is to live for you.
Oh my God.
Lauren, will you marry me?
Yes.
Run!
Lauren, will you accept my final rose?
Wow, it's even cheesier on the radio because you can hear that damn music just spewing. I mean, wow.
Will you take my final rose?
Oh, God, please.
So bad. Have you heard about the Netflix series? It's called Unreal, and it's about the behind the scenes of what happens. My wife is
just
addicted
told today.
To it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to tell. Yeah. This is just over the
it's
top.
It's a fantastic show. You should check it out, people.
So before Ben got to propose to Lauren, he had to get rid of JoJo. Now, because JoJo was supposed... Do I have this right? JoJo was supposed to be the pick? Yeah, okay.
That means she'll be on The Bachelorette
next. I just want you to know that I love you with all my heart, and I trust you, and I'm never going to run from this.
I came into this not knowing if I was going to find love. I found it with you, but...
What?
I found it with somebody else more. Nothing about this.
It's all really
so... My heart's so far out there for you because I trusted you. For you to tell me how in love you were with me.
And the feelings haven't changed. JoJo gets the raw end of this deal. JoJo leaves hurting, and I have to say goodbye to a woman who doesn't deserve it. I'm about to get on one knee and ask a woman to marry me. And I was confused about that because of JoJo. Because that's how much I love her.
Never thought this would happen. He said that he wouldn't ever blindside me, but I feel very blindsided right now. And I wish I could, hate him or be really mad at him, but I can't. I was getting my heart broken, and I still didn't want to see him cry.
Now, let's be honest, Karen. You sit there with your bottles of wine, I said as in bottles, and you cry your eyes out all the way through this. No, you don't. Oh, well, why not? If I were into it, I sure as hell would. If I were into The Bachelor, I would sit there and cry my eyes out, of course.
You didn't feel JoJo's pain?
You didn't feel her pain. You did feel her pain.
Well, you know why? It's probably because of the wine.
Yes, because you were numb. Come on. As I said, it was a two-bottle night. At least you admit that. Holy crap. And I have to give Chris Hansen a lot of credit because then what ABC did, this is so cheesy. I mean, poor Chris Hansen, you know, he's the guy who hosts the show and he did a respectable job. So this was the night that we were preempted on Monday night. So I got home early, you know, don't interrupt me. The Bachelor's on.
Oh,
no, interrupt us. I mean, that's,
I'm going to go sit in my car.
Listen, if you are listening to me, you know what time it is when the other half is watching The Bachelor. Because if she even has to stop, she has to rewind it back 5 minutes. You know, so go to your own room. I get it. Comprende. But then I heard this commotion. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's going on? So I had to go out, and it's Chris, because it's 15 minutes till the top of the hour. The After the Rose ceremony was live. So they had this. So this is what ABC did. They got his pastor there. Both families of Lauren and Ben were there, all their friends and family, and they had this cheesy thing out. Well, and Chris says, well, we have your pastor here, and you are engaged. Why don't you just get married?
Oh,
and they sprung,
wow.
They sprung this on them. Now, of course, you two bottle ladies or guys, this is the part you probably don't remember, but so I'm helping you here, and you're welcome. Okay, I'm here to help every night, 7 till 10. So I came out. Well, actually, I did not come out because I wasn't allowed. I turned it on in my own room, and I started watching Chris Hansen because this guy was horrified that Chris Hansen, Ben, was horrified that Chris is putting him on the spot to get married. He doesn't want to marry this woman on live TV. Keep in mind that these people, this thing has been in the can for months. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So they haven't really even seen each other in months. It's really creepy, all right? So there they are. I don't know if they're in love or not. Did any of these things work out? Did they ever get married? No, not yet. Have any of them ever gotten married? Oh, one or two? A couple. Okay. How many? But there's been 10 seasons. Yeah. 20! 20 seasons! Them are bad odds.
There's probably a 50% divorce rate.
No, I don't know. Way more than that. Then there's Bachelor Island or so. Okay, so here's the fun part. So Chris, they say no, and it's awkward. Now, and then Ben says, okay, well, we're done. And Chris Hansen says, no, you're not done until Jimmy Kimmel tells us we're done, which means, you know, live television, this is live television coast to coast around the world, all right? Just like we're live now. stretch. You could just see the producer doing this. They do this thing with their arms like stretch, stretch, stretch. And I'm thinking, dude, you better dance. And they wanted to get off stage. And I give Chris Hansen so much credit because it was over. So he said, well, let's bring up the preacher and talk to the preacher again. And let's talk to the family. How do you feel? And they went over and over all the stuff that they already went through. And then it finally ended. I think Chris Hansen crapped his drawers.
Well, he's pretty great at awkward moments from that show To Catch a Predator. So he's probably pretty used to that.
I know, but when you're on live TV and you know, they're saying, oh, well, that's it, we're done. No.
No.
You got 15 more minutes to fill on national TV on the network.
Oh,
my God. Okay, good for him. Let's get to the good news. The good news is you can be a sugar daddy or a sugar mama to the people over at San Francisco State.
Yes.
Oh, it's a cream come true. That's, what is it, Bachelor Island? What is that silliness? Bachelor in Paradise. Okay, Bachelor Island. Now that's Whore Town. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Let's all agree.
Okay. I mean, my mother won't watch this show because just ladies should not be kissing and making out with all of, you know. Oh, I'm just saying.
It's a good way to spread disease.
Yeah, how about the hot tub at that place? Oh, God. Ew, it's a sick soup, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. All right. You can join us at Generation Direct. Somebody just tweeted me, what about Robert Blake? So 11 years ago today, 2005, Robert Blake was found not guilty in the 2001 murder of his wife, Bonnie Blakely. How convenient. He now wears rubber underwear. I don't know why this is a thing. But anyway, he's 82 years old, and he wears rubber underwear. Well, and he has a nurse with him by accident. I guess somebody asked him, what's this young lady doing with you? And he says, it's not a thing. It's not a thing. We're not having a relationship. I just need her because I wear rubber underwear, you know, Pampers, whatever. But anyway, so then he claimed that he was on his way to New York to an audition for a musical version of Brokeback Mountain, where he wants to play one of the gay cowboys.
82 in rubber underwear? That's a tough casting.
Look, that mountain's already broke. I mean, I'm just saying.
He doesn't have anything else to break at this point.
If you bend him over, isn't that like, is there going to be a splatter zone up front?
Like a Gallagher show?
Oh, my God. Yes, like a Gallagher. Oh, my God. That's just horrible.
Not a good scene, yeah.
The Defecation Nation. Okay, let's put that away. We'll file that over there and recycle. All right. So here's the deal. Citing San Francisco's high cost of living and the increasing cost of tuition, a spokesperson for the website at San Francisco State University, and they have a website, and my intern Dwayne happens to go to school there, where all the cool people go, seek to connect millennials with wealthy people willing to pay for arrangements. And these students are currently looking for, well, if you're looking for sugar babies, exchanging companionship for cash and goods. I love that this is actually out there. So this is a website, Dwayne. It's legit.
Yeah, it's a legit website. Basically like Facebook, if you want to find your perfect sugar daddy, or if you're a sugar daddy and you want to find your perfect sugar baby, then go to, I think, Seeking Arrangements.
Seeking Arrangement.
Seeking Arrangement. And yeah, just I went on there and I saw all the profile pictures, and it's pretty... Yeah, people are trying to get their sugar daddies.
Straight and gay, both.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Did you recognize anybody that you knew from campus?
I did a double take. I was like, what is that? Oh, okay, never mind. It's fine.
I think that girl's in my class.
I thought I did. I mean, actually, you see everybody on campus. Like, you remember faces. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that.
Yeah, I have to ask. It's not a hoax, is it?
I don't.
Because it could be a hoax.
It could be, but I don't think it is if, like, people are actually making money off of it and it's.
Well, because, you know, everything that sounds like too much fun is always a hoax.
Yeah.
I mean, because, listen, there's a lot of horny bastards listening right now who want to hook up with a young college, sweetheart or stud. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Oh, sure.
Yes. And by the way, and so, you know, if you do the math in your head, and I know that you are right now, both hands on the wheel, please. The difference is with this is you're not the freak because they're looking for you.
Well, yeah. I think it's a two-way street, though.
No, it is. But, you know, it seems inappropriate and immoral for somebody like myself, who's now in his 50s, as of the 11th, yes, to be looking for someone who's 21. I mean, it just seems...
To date somebody who could be your child.
Right. I guess it's not immoral because it's legal, but it's just kind of creepy or weird, right?
It could be construed as a little bit odd.
No, wait a second. Oh, my God. Look, I'm throwing things and I'm not even trying. Look, but the thing is, they're looking. Thank you, Dwayne. I'm getting nervous.
Got to watch that highlighter. I know. I hurt somebody. I don't know
why this makes me nervous. It just does. So they're looking for you to help pay their bills via kindness. And I love this.
With the
kindness of amorous benefactors.
Ah,
so they're just
sweet.
Putting it out there. So, by the way, it's not prostitution.
Yeah, it's just a kindness-based economy.
Yeah, it's just gifts.
Right.
Just giving you gifts. And the website's international, too. I thought it was just local, but
okay,
people all around the world.
I know. Well,
and it is a real thing. Like, I looked it up, okay. And it's all over the
but,
news.
But you want to, so people in the Bay would want to specifically, can they filter out to just San Francisco State or a certain school or Berkeley? So, you know.
Put in all your preferences. Try to find your perfect sugar daddy.
Right.
Because you want them to be close by.
Would you do this? Because you know if you found a cougar or whatever you're into, they would if they started giving you, you know, if they're rich and wealthy, they would definitely want you to put out.
Well, I mean, I can't give you an answer now, but...
What a great assignment for an intern. Let's send him out.
Best that you don't. Yeah, I think I'm going to save you and we're going to leave it at that. All right, have a good night. John Batchelor is next on KGO 810. Good night.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.